Sci-fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is Starburns Audio Produced Podcast, and one review says, "Guess I'm a minority here, but love the show anyway." Thank you very much for your five-star review, Ninjerk Turtle, on iTunes. If you have a five-star review you'd like to leave us on iTunes, we'll read it on the air. And we're running out, so get on it. Get on it. It'll be like instant gratification.
Thanks for the reviews.
Jesus Christ, you're just looking at your phone. I know you're getting ready, but holy shit. Is it at least silenced this time?
Oh, probably not. Yeah, it is.
Okay, great. Well, why don't we welcome aboard the SS RLSF our good friend, three-time guest, I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
From Fall Out Boy and The Damned Things. Did I get that right?
You did.
Joe Truman, it's our buddy Joe. How's it going?
How do you do? It's going good.
Yo.
Hey, we were just, me and Willie were just in a video for you.
You sure were.
An ambiguous mystery project.
Yeah, it's just a home video.
Keep a lookout.
Yeah, keep a lookout. People are listening.
Check out that twit. Check out that twit for more info.
Yeah, you can check the twit. Grom.
You can ask T.
Oh.
You can ask.
How is this? The Grom?
What's the... Oh, Graham?
Is it Graham?
I believe so.
Is that Instagram?
Instagram. Sounds like something German.
I want to start saying Instagram.
I thought it wasn't a German company.
I was watching something the other day, and this... Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. In the Fire Festival doc, when the
which
production
one did you watch?
I watched the Netflix one.
So I just watched it last night.
Yeah, that's when I watched it last night.
Yeah. Ooh. Liana, are we synced up on Netflix
maybe,
right now?
Maybe
you and I.
Yeah. the production designer was referring to
having to give a blowjob. No, what? Or was that the food services guy?
Oh my god, I forgot about that part.
Oh, that I'm like, why did you say that on the? You could have like hit
it was
that.
Terrifying to hear that part. I was like, so did you suck his dick?
It's weird because
when she says cabana, they mentioned all the cabanas.
Like, is this
what
just some,
the fuck?
This is just some rich millennial or something?
She was the production designer for the for
his
company.
Well, I feel bad.
Have you ever heard cabana before?
I've never
heard that.
If you're like British, I'm sure you would pronounce it that way.
Well, that's just
yeah.
You know, I had a Balana.
Hey, Chops, let's go down to the cabana.
I had a Balana sandwich earlier.
Let's take a lift to the cabana.
My Balana sandwich still had the red plastic on the outside, and
I'm
I had
scheduled
to take
for
off.
A lobotomy.
I left my Balana in the cabana.
Anyways,
I didn't, and I feel embarrassed as a music industry mogul.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I feel embarrassed that I had no idea that the guy that like ran Fyre Festival wasn't just like, I thought it was like just a couple of like rich millennials like who just met Ja Rule and wanted to like start a festival. Mm. I didn't realize it was some like Bernie Madoff type Ponzi scheme guy.
Why would you have known that? Are you just insulted because I didn't ask you to go?
To Firefest?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
What if they would have scheduled you? Do you have enough people responsible for you that they would have sniffed that out? Because Blink-182 didn't.
Well, I'm going to try to tread around this lightly. I think... I think... I'll just say, I don't know if we were even offered it. I will find that information. I will ask our management if we were offered Fyre Festival. I never asked. It seems like I would have immediately texted my manager and been like, hey, do we ever get offered Fyre Festival?
Just hey, why weren't we involved in this dumpster fire?
Well, I think...
Has anyone done hashtag dumpster fire festival? Because that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one. Is that a real festival?
Isn't that what it's called? Fyre Festival? But it's F-Y-R-E.
Right. Oh, but it's not called dumpster fire festival.
No, that would be my slam on it.
Oh, that's your slam.
Yeah.
Does it come with a hashtag?
Yeah, I just said it. Hashtag dumpster fire festival.
I'm not listening.
Yeah, obviously.
I would have done water fire.
But I felt bad for all the people that were hired to work on it because it was a mixture of like people, the young, naive, excited people were like, oh my God, this was really cool.
Yeah.
And then professionals that were brought in late in the game who were just told this is a festival and we need to like figure out how to fix this thing. I didn't feel bad for anybody that went.
Oh, no one who went, yeah, deserves any sympathy.
I felt weird about, I felt bad for anybody who went just because they had to deal with that panic of...
No, I felt bad for that part. I think, like, the situational aspects, like, suck, like...
Oh, yeah, I see.
Being stuck without food and water, like, that part where they're in front of, like, the truck trailer, and they're just they're getting their bags tossed out at them.
Yeah.
At that point, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm the dumbest rich millennial around.
Yeah. No, I mean, it would have been a nightmare once you're there, but, like, why would you... I won't even go to Coachella, which is, like, an hour away or something. Yeah. Like, I would never fly somewhere.
I would have slept in that dude's house. I'd be like, hey, I'm sleeping here tonight, bro.
in the Blue production house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But... I don't know. It's it looked fun though.
Joe, I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it live on air.
Oh, live on air.
So that there's nowhere to run.
Do we have any callers?
Probably, but
okay. We're going to put them on hold for this bone.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick at it.
Well, and listen, I don't even know if it's a thing, but you recommended this book series for my niece.
Oh, Ivy and Bean.
Oh, well, okay, you put it out there.
Yeah.
I bought it. I sent it. And then I looked at the reviews, and they're all like, this is for Mean Girls. It's all Mean Girl culture.
I don't know what that is.
They're mean to each other. It's like siblings fighting with each other.
No, there are two siblings that do fight with each other, but the friends are just friends. I've even been her friends. I've read the books with my daughter.
And she hasn't started picking on kids at school?
I don't think it has any of that in there.
So... this is why I wanted to bring it up.
Is this an Amazon review thing?
Yeah, I'm hoping really these people are like super sensitive.
They're so sensitive. No.
Okay.
No, I will defend. I'll defend this recommendation.
Okay.
That's cool.
To the end.
You know what's funny? I want to read those reviews now because I'm inspired too. By bad reviews, and I try to write bad reviews on Yelp for that very reason, because it's like, what the fuck? I'll read this review, and then I find out actually the company's good and that you're a piece of shit.
Well, the review half the time is like, not that this thing sucks, where it's like, I got this a day late.
Well, those...
2 stars.
Obviously, I'm savvy enough to weed through those.
No, I mean, I realize these are reviews about the content.
Yeah. But you vouch for it.
I disagree. I feel like it's like very oversensitive parents.
Okay.
Because...
That's all I wanted to bring up.
I wouldn't read shitty books to my daughter because
I can't
suffer through them.
Do myself. You let people know your daughter's name, or are you like a...
Her name is Brad.
Okay. So you
No, her name's Ruby. I wouldn't suffer through reading Ruby terrible books.
Well, you didn't have to say her name.
It's not... Her name's Brad.
It's Brad.
Yeah, it's Brad.
It's short for Brad Detta.
Yeah, short for Bradley Cooper.
Beautiful name. Yeah. Beautiful.
Like, well, it's not that we wanted a boy. We wanted a Bradley Cooper. Just got one.
Yeah, we got one. Now we have our own.
Okay, well,
I'll tell
my sister you're doubling down on your recommendation.
What, is she freaked out about it?
No, I just gave her a heads up. I was like, man, I don't know. I just looked at these reviews. This all happened within an hour before you got here.
Yeah, I mean, like, one entire book is about them, like, looking for dinosaur bones. I don't understand how that's mean going.
Well, the dinosaurs don't exist because the Earth was created 2,000 years ago.
And it's also flat and large lizards.
It's not flat. Large lizards are placed.
You know there's a lot of flat earthers that are religious.
There's a lot of religious people who believe in a lot of weird stuff. I mean, my sister's not that religious.
Yeah.
My cousin... is. He believes that the Earth is only 2,000 years old and dinosaur bones are like fake.
We're planted.
Yeah. I definitely, in my church, that they said that to us.
Really?
That the dinosaur, I said, what about dinosaurs? He said, that was put there by Satan to try to sway you from believing in God.
Haha, I'm Satan. Here's a shitty trick. It's like the shittiest.
Satan could just murder people.
It's just like a fun mystery.
I spent an eternity trying to figure out different dinosaurs.
He is the eternal trickster. Is that a term for Satan?
This one lives in the water, and it has 28 ribs, and let's keep going.
Wait, about this. Didn't they just found the missing link, right? I read... If you know anything about me and you listen to this show, you'll know that I constantly reference articles that I only read the headline of. And I read a headline that said they found the missing link, and it's something to do with like a skull that they found. Did you read about that at all?
No.
A missing link in human evolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because, but you know, they
But
still...
if you didn't read about it, then let's move on.
I was listening
on.
To a podcast about the Sasquatch. I feel like I must just read
Did they
the headline.
Get you?
I feel like we got cheated. You cheated on us.
Cheat? Oh.
It's a little weird you're listening to podcasts about Sasquatch that aren't ours.
It was a kind of like, it was a Hydrox to Oreo bootleg.
Okay.
Real life sci-fi.
Yeah. Hydrox was first, so which
I know
Hydrox.
It was the Oreo.
Okay.
So wait, I'm saying it's more successful and better.
Then it was definitely the Oreo. We were first, they did it better, and are much more successful.
It's interesting,
sure.
though. It's about like a, it's a, some like NPR journalist who.
Oh, this is called The News, Joe.
It's called a news.
It's just called the news. You can listen to the news.
I'm never going
to
get into this. No, leave it where it is. I don't even know why I opened up.
I was listening to this podcast called NPR. Go on.
And it's all about the Sasquatch.
So what about the Sasquatch?
Oh, I just think it's interesting. I didn't get to listen. I haven't finished the entire series, but it's about someone who found out they're related to the foremost Sasquatch researcher, who is also a tenured professor.
Willie knows that guy, right? I'm sure you know who that is.
No.
So she thought, like, she's like, well, I never believed in this stuff at all, but you know what, since I'm related to this guy, I'm just gonna like dive into it a little bit. And then she becomes less of a skeptic as
not,
she
not Keanu Lapsaride.
Keanu Reeves.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, he is. But he also might believe in Sasquatch.
I can't come in unless you invite me. It's just a thing, a rule I made for myself. I just don't want to be impolite.
I was thinking about that today. If the vampire rule of having to be invited in also applied to like social media, I can't comment on this unless
you invite me to comment.
Invite me to comment on this.
Is garlic an invitational thing as well?
No, they hate garlic.
They just hate it.
Yeah.
Is it upset their stomachs?
I think it burns them.
It burns them. But onions are just as bad as... I want... You know, what is it? Onions are also grown from the dirt. I could never figure out why onions also weren't bad.
Maybe it's a regional thing.
It's like a Romanian thing.
Yeah. Do they have onions in Romania?
None.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we cracked it.
Yeah, cracked it. Next. Next podcast topic.
When you were listening to it, did you...
To the Sasquatch thing?
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I haven't gotten deep enough to like be fully swayed.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like, you know, they're going to obviously pace it to where they're going to. But at the end of the day, they brought up this interesting thing about, and I don't know in what era, but when people had heard of these weird kind of like hairy, upright walking man-like creatures in Africa, but like no one had ever seen a gorilla, and then a gorilla had been discovered. But for like, something like hundreds of years,
wow.
People had talked about them, but no one believed they existed until like this hunter explorer killed a gorilla and was like, here it is. So
holy shit.
I think like that made me think, oh, sure. Why not? Like there are so many parts of America.
That's
like
such a good parallel.
Like, have you ever been to South Dakota before, like to the Black Hills in South Dakota where it's like just miles and miles, hundreds of miles of like just undiscovered, you know, forest land. Why not? Why couldn't a weird ape-like creature that's somewhere in the, you know, ape spectrum exist there?
Yeah,
yeah,
you
I
know,
mean, why not?
I mean, that's where I fall too. It's like maybe not. Obviously, I mean, I think most of the Sasquatch reports are bullshit.
Well,
I think a lot of people
bullshit,
are trying
yeah.
to be. There is a fame to claim in that
yeah.
in that realm, but. I don't know, like the original video of the Paris and Gimler video. Have you seen that where the guys? Like,
yeah, they say that's a female.
Like,
that's what everyone
like
says
when I watch that, I'm like,
Sasquatch.
That's. I mean, you know, I've heard everybody analyze that from how like that nobody could create that, and because of the way that you couldn't
I don't know. Well, whatever.
I find it intriguing. I think of like all of the weird creature myths, that one's the least dubious because at the end of the day, it could just be some ape creature that
it could be a
that,
weird bear even.
Well, know? They found all these like crazy nests too that they say are Sasquatch nests. Now, I mean, like people could have made them and planted them. So I don't know. I'm the type of person that walks into a house and everyone's like, well, this place is haunted. I'm like, well, actually, this house is like on an angle, and that's why the door's like open if you don't close them all the way. It's not like a weird ghost thing.
Yeah.
So like I'm pretty like I will try to find the rational explanation and everything, but I will say that gorilla argument was interesting at the very least. It made me go, oh, this is sure it's possible. This country's like very large and not like all of it has been fully investigated and discovered.
Yeah.
Can I do an impression of that NPR Sasquatch podcast?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I thought the Sasquatch myth had been squashed. But then I thought, people didn't know about gorillas for hundreds of years. Think about North and South Dakota and the Black Mountains. And I got intrigued. And then I talked to leading expert on Sasquatch, Joe Troman. And then you do a little... just one little soundbite that I've picked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible that it could be, you know, with a missing link spectrum, the Sasquatch.
Spectrum? There are a lot of spectrums in life. Maybe this deserves looking into. Coming up on Sasquatch and Me.
I think I got a Sasquatch sighting over here.
We dive deeper into Sasquatch.
Here's my play on what you're saying, too, because I'll just do it. You're listening to Sasquashed.
Oh, so where you squash the myth?
Yeah.
We squash the myth here.
I every time I listen to Shit Town, I was so mad how long it took for him to say the intro and how dramatic it was. I was like, man, fuck you.
So... You sort of alluded to your wow. We've done the wow scale with you.
Yes.
You just said, like, you're the guy who looks for the doors that close on their own and stuff like that. You look for. So I can't remember what your actual number was, but it had to be like a zero or one,
low.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was more,
more
of a
Wade
thing.
Than a Willie. Yeah.
Because we don't need to repeat that, should we just get into the topic here?
Yeah. Let's roll.
Let's roll into it.
Let me just do the. I'll do the claim of what I think the episode is.
It's so cool
is.
That you guys have an effects board.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear a fart?
Yeah.
I've got a bunch more.
You
do
you
want to
hear?
One? A what?
Get a wet fart?
Yeah, sure. Here we go. Oh, sorry. I hit two keys at once.
Nice.
My wife.
Academy Award winning.
Guitar!
Did he win an Academy Award?
I feel like that screenplay might have.
What, Borat?
I think it might have.
No.
Yeah, we definitely would have remembered.
Internet?
We definitely would have remembered, right?
I think it might have.
Well, Willie, why don't you get into the topic while I look up Borat?
I guess, you know...
Ugh, God, my history now.
Just write Borax first so that they think that the second one is a mistake. I mean, here's the thing. I'm going to introduce this as basically two topics and we'll try to make it one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the FDA is not to be trusted. I think they're fucking corrupt as shit. And I think that THC and CBD is being held back.
Of course it is.
Because these things actually...
But it is being held. It is being held back. It's true.
Wait for the thesis.
So I'm sorry. I'm so passionate.
Yeah. Me too. And so the thing is that like these things that can actually help you... It's comparable to a doctor not prescribing an orange to you.
Real quick. Nominated best screenplay.
Oh, nominated.
Best adapted screenplay.
Okay.
So anyway.
So it's going to be a long road for the FDA to actually approve any THC things, CBD, and here's the thing, it's a tricky road too, because I learned a lot of things about actually how they, more specifically how the FDA works, and it's going to be a lot.
We've talked about the FDA on this, though. I think it was years ago, but we talked about how if you have enough money, you can fast track the FDA process. Yeah. Like, we were talking about fucking Doritos or something.
Uh-huh.
Not that, but something like that. And it was like, oh yeah, they just like will give the FDA a bunch of money. And then, yeah, the FDA will go through the process of whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah.
And that's Cool Ranch dust is safe.
That's the weirdest part.
Yeah.
Don't breathe it in, but you can eat it.
I love
Cool Ranch Don't breathe dust. It in. They don't test for breathing.
But the thing? Well, sorry.
First of all, we need to talk about this.
Sorry.
Cool Ranch or nacho cheese Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
Fucking nacho cheese, dude.
I hate all Doritos.
Well, not Cool Ranch if it's been a few years. Oh, fuck, man. These are way better.
Oh, and, like then, old, and then if you eat like old, I just like the dust at the bottom.
No, he doesn't mean old. He means like old if cool he hasn't ranch. Had, if he mean, hasn't no, had Cool Ranch.
Yeah. No, I understand.
And they've also been sitting around for a couple of years.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Both.
You know what is the worst part is how many times in your life, and try to count, how many times have you either been drunk or high? Anyways, you're at a party.
Never.
And there's nothing left except like ruined Doritos, whether they beer was like, spilled into them or they're too small or they're stale.
Well, listen, if beer is spilled into them, I'm not going anywhere
near
that.
I'm not eating wet Doritos.
I'll eat them if I'm like,
you're going to eat wet Doritos?
Yeah.
I mean, I have. Disgusting. Gross.
I don't know. I'm like really weird about cheesy snacks. So especially after having kids, and well, only one of them eats the cheesy snacks. The other one, like,
do you just mean cheese flavored, or do you mean like gooey cheesy?
I mean just cheese flavored,
like Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, oh yeah, Cheez-Its, Goldfish, anything. It's like it gets on your fingers, yeah. And it's like you see like I see my daughter eating cheesy things, and you get the cheesy spitty. Yeah. I'm highly bothered.
I deliver drinks to the guests of our show, or mm-hmm. to hosts, whatever.
And they always have cheese on their fingers.
My problem is,
he's always leaving it on the glass.
Thank you. Because
I always have cheese. Well, I mean, here's the thing.
They thank you by wiping their cheese hands on your face, and they're all saying thank you.
Thank you. It tastes good. Whenever I have a cheesy snack in the same vein, mm-hmm. like. My whole life, man, I'm going to lick my fingers. And so at work, I take the coffee stirrers and use them as chopsticks to eat like popcorn dusted with cheese or the fire hot things. Otherwise, I'm licking my fingers. And
I don't lick my fingers because that makes it worse. I'll just wipe them on my pants before I lick them because licking them just makes it disgusting.
But, dude, your fingers are filled with so much flavor.
No, like not the flavor that I'm after.
Like natural, salty, sweaty flavor.
It's like added extra. To the old,
yeah, I'll do the nacho cheese Doritos. That's as far as I'll go with cheesy snacks. Outside of that, they're horrible.
Well, can I just call you an idiot?
Well, it's yeah.
Oh, give
it's,
me
it's
permission.
It's not the first time. It's yeah. I'll give you permission.
Okay, you're an idiot.
But it's
and
not.
Here's
the,
why.
But it's not the first time.
Doritos are one of the most powdery of all of the cheese snacks.
Yeah, well, I won't.
If you get Cheez-Its, almost nothing gets.
No,
on
I'm
your
just
fingers.
Saying I like. I'm not bothered by the powder.
Oh, I thought you were.
Yeah, I'm bothered by the odor more than anything.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's weird to go like, oh, it's made with real cheese. I'm like, yeah, but this is dry and powdery.
A lot of them like smell so like Cheez-Its and Goldfish and whatnot smell so fucking gross. It smells, you know, like when you walk down, there's a street in Los Feliz.
This is relatable.
Right where Tacos, you know, Tacos Tu Madre, you guys know that place off of Vermont? It's right by like the Los Feliz 5 Theater, whatever that's called.
Yeah,
three,
the,
whatever
the
it is.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it's called. There's a side street there, right where Tacos Tu Madre is. And I wish somebody would hose that fucking sidewalk off because it smells, because it's getting pissed on all the time. So it smells like old piss. And that's what those
and
cheese snacks.
And that's like a big parking lot over there.
Right. And that's what that those cheese snacks.
Oh.
They smell like just stale piss to me.
Man. See, this is why.
I mean, I don't love the dust, but I would suffer the dust for flavor.
I love having a horrible sense of smell because there's almost no benefit to it. I guess maybe food tastes better, but like
if you have a horrible sense of smell, yeah. Food tastes better.
No. I love having a horrible sense of smell because there's very little drawback to it because I don't smell all the bad things.
Yeah, it's pretty worthwhile overall. I mean, I don't know. It's like, but then you don't smell all the wonderful smells. But there's very few.
They're wonderful.
But there's very few. Wait, so you have a bad sense of smell, but if you get a wonderful smell, your sense of smell turns on?
Like if, no.
What are some of your...
Okay, because here's the thing. You only smell piss when you don't want to, right?
I mean, when it's there and I don't want to...
I don't even smell that. I just walk by, I don't even smell
it. Damn
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
But if I walk by a flower...
I can't imagine that world
either. If I walk by a flower, I go, I'm going to smell this flower.
You have selective smelling.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I have horrible smelling, but if I see a flower,
and you walk up to it,
got it.
So you can't smell it just wafting. You'd have to walk up and smell
something. I wouldn't be able to smell it waft.
You can't smell a waft.
What are some wonderful smells for both of you? What are some wonderful smells in the world?
Biscuits, fresh biscuits.
Oh yeah. I'm into rosemary. If I walk by a rosemary I'll rip
really
it up and
nice.
Smell it, and I'll feel like I just worked out. I'm like, oh, fuck, that smells good.
Rosemary, yeah, fresh rosemary.
Wait, why will you feel like you worked out?
It's just something about that smell that's
interesting.
Like,
it triggers some sort of connection in your mind that you worked out.
It's just, it's so good that, like...
Did you go to a gym that had a rosemary scent in it, and now every time you smell rosemary, you just
think... Do you sweat rosemary?
I think that when I smell it, it, like, triggers some kind of adrenaline. And it feels like working.
Interesting.
Out.
Okay.
bread cooking in the same vein of biscuits.
Yeah, fresh bread is just great. I like the smell of... I walked in and for some reason, to me it smelled like hamburgers had been made. I like the smell of like meat cooking or just having had been cooked.
Yeah.
I think especially right now because we're switched to like a plant-based diet at home.
Yeah, so you're being very environmentally responsible currently.
I'm trying.
Not eating
We're working
meat.
On that too.
I'm trying, man.
You guys are saps. You guys are suckers. It's too late.
No, we're total saps. 100%.
No, chicken nuggets. And I'm like, dude, he's eating chicken nuggets. It's fucking great. And it's not chicken. So it's even better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kids love it because it's just carbs. Then the kids love carbs.
What? Chicken nuggets?
KLK. Kids love carbs. Carbs.
You're teetering on the line of
I know. Racism.
Well, just referencing racism
and words, how they're spelled.
It does smell like, here's the thing, I cook constantly. My stove is a mess. I can't keep it clean.
Cleaning a stove is very hard.
It's grease. How do you cut through this grease?
But what are your favorite smells?
Oh, you throw the stove out. You have to throw it away.
Wait, but I want to address this first.
Okay.
Because I am super self-conscious of the smell of my where I live.
Yeah. Your place smells fine, by the way.
Here's what happens, though.
I never come in here and be like, ugh, I can't come back here.
Yeah, but does smelling like meatballs, that's not
good. Did you make meat recently?
Yes, I made meat today, and then I was like...
How recently before I came did you make meat?
At like noon.
Oh, so it's been smelled like meat.
I had aired it out. I was spraying Febreze everywhere, and then you still just smelled meat. And so now I'm like, does my place just smell like whatever I cooked until I cook the next new thing?
I will say this, and this is not a judgment because we have a lot of leftovers in our fridge as well. But I went and put beer in your fridge, saw a lot of leftovers. Could that be?
No, those are all. So first of all, those aren't leftovers. I mean, I guess technically they're leftovers, but do you not know about my system?
I know about it a little bit, but not enough to where like I think about it during my life. But I know about it.
Not even after you went into my fridge and saw my leftovers, did you think about it? I'm not saying
I thought about that they look good.
Okay, so here's what I do.
I'm like food, I'm a fucking pig. I just want to eat food. I'm like, oh, look, that's food. That looks good. I want to eat it.
For the past year or two, all I've done is made a Blue Apron.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a plug. Purple Carrot, probably just as good. I don't know. I haven't had it. I make, and it comes in two portions. I'm always alone. I'm going to die that way.
Aww.
So I save half of it for the next day. But then I've got all of these.
Oh, so that's Blue Apron stuff.
That's all Blue Apron stuff.
See, that makes sense.
Like, I needed to cook because the vegetables last longer cooked.
Right.
So I cook them all, and then I go back so and like
portion
eat.
It, portion it out that way.
Well, it's two servings, so yeah.
Man, I'm just
I'm not going to eat two servings.
A pig by whole life. I would totally eat two servings,
dude. I have so. Do you guys have you guys had that those Beyond Burgers?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever buy? You ever buy them at the store?
Uh-huh.
They come with like two patties in the pack.
Yeah.
Today I had gotten back from working out.
Pilates.
And Pilates. I did Pilates, and I came back and I was like, I walked to and from, so it was like probably a couple miles. In the Pilates, I was pretty hungry, and I almost made two burger patties. But I had to stop myself because I'm like, well, you're a fucking slob. Like, don't do it.
If you only eat one meal a day like I do,
right?
You could eat two patties. That's not...
Yeah, but I eat three meals
like
a day.
Like, last night I had a frozen pizza, which was hard because my wife was a vegan for a lot of her life, and so introducing her to back into the shitty meats that I eat my whole life, you know? Yeah. Even, you know, like, we haven't been to the best Philly cheesesteak place in town, Booze. We haven't been there in a long time. But
it's great. Have you had it?
I want it really
bad. It's right
bad.
Around the corner.
Oh, I know where it is. Yeah. It's on Hillhurst, yeah?
Virgil.
Virgil, which turns into
Hillhurst.
It
yeah.
is Hillhurst, yeah.
I used to go, like, Vermont or Hillhurst?
Yeah, I thought it was Vermont for a second.
So,
yeah.
You know, frozen pizzas is a good... We got some frozen pizzas from 365 and, like... That's an easier sell than fucking, you know.
It's because it has the Whole Foods label.
Yeah, yeah.
Paste on, you're like, oh, that's a healthy pizza.
But like, my whole life has been, I'll eat one whole pizza, probably two for a meal. I'll eat two frozen pizzas.
Well, are you talking Totino's or are you talking DiGiorno's?
Totino's.
This isn't like in the middle.
It's a Red Baron.
But Totino's, I would definitely have two. DiGiorno, I'd have one, but then I'd need something else.
Whoa, what?
I mean, I've been a pig my
whole
life.
You're a fucking pig, dude.
But you're also just a big guy. Like,
yeah.
You're also like just of the three of us, easily the largest human being naturally.
And so I have, you know, when I work out, I fucking eat a shit ton.
Totally. Yeah.
But now my portions are smaller and I shrunk.
I said totally because I watched you do that, not because I agree.
Watched him work out and then eat. Okay.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, vanilla is a good smell for me.
Yeah.
I really like violet, I've learned.
What about lavender?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of lavender.
You're thinking of lavender.
Okay.
That's a great smell.
Can I give you a warning about vanilla?
No.
All right.
Are you going to say that it's going to make me hungry?
Oh, no, no. I'm like, if you eat things that are vanilla flavored, just start reading the ingredients and make sure that there's no castorum.
Your cum will calcify.
There's no castorum in it.
Or my pineal gland will calcify.
You know what castorum is?
Castor oil.
Perineum will shrink.
And it's in strawberry flavors, too. It's fucking beaver anus glands expressed. It tastes exactly like vanilla and strawberries.
What about the whole like weird scam where people are like saying that a lot of
hang on, I feel like we need to address the beaver anus glands.
Well, I was gonna okay, go all right. lateral.
If you're
on
gonna
this.
Circle down, okay.
I was gonna go lateral into that people say that a lot of calamari is like what pig anus.
They say that.
People say that,
but it's not true.
I don't
Couldn't
know.
Be.
Why
Could
not?
It?
Why not?
Well, here's the thing about both of those.
Yeah.
I'll take them one at a time.
They're both butthole.
Calamari, I'm not into because it's like, I like the breading, and then you get to the chewy stuff, and you're like, what the fuck is this? This is disgusting.
I love it.
So even if it was pig anus, I would think the same thing.
Right.
Beaver glands, if it tastes good, I'm in, man.
I know.
I really don't care if it's expressed beaver glands.
Just don't tell me. Don't learn. You shouldn't have learned this.
But also, you know, they said there was a rumor for a while, and it's true, but there was like Jesus Christ, a fertilizer in Dr. Pepper. Because there's ingredient in fertilizer that's also in Dr. Pepper. And so people make these like connections,
yeah.
And it's like, well, but that doesn't really
make it.
That
doesn't make it that it's, yeah, it's not the same thing.
The 23 flavors mixed together, though, must be good.
Dr. Pepper is pretty underrated. You know, they're like the only like independent.
Is it supposed to be prune flavored? Is that the flavoring?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I love Dr. Pepper. Yeah, it's great. There's this place that used to exist in Chicago called Minis. Everything was small, like small burgers, and they had tiny.
I bet know about this. Go on.
Tiny bottles of original Dr. Pepper, like the original formula.
Does it taste like medicine?
Yeah, it's just thick. No, it just tasted really good. It's like getting like kind of the Mexican Coke thing where it has like real sugar in it versus like whatever fake sugar that we have.
It's right.
Like
well, we have current corn
syrup. Or it's corn syrup, right. Yeah. Current juice.
Thanks to the government.
Yeah, FDA. Circling back, segue. Yeah,
we're going to have to.
Segue.
That's actually a very good segue because like farmers get subsidies to produce all of these corn products that we have to use. So like high fructose corn syrup is because of that. And that's the only reason Coke uses it, because it's cheaper. The sugar one tastes better, but now corn syrup.
They want to save money. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about making money. And I think that's sort of a big reason why legalization of cannabis is on hold is how do we like figure out how to make money off of this thing?
Well, yeah,
and by we, I mean the government and the cigarette companies.
Walk me through what's actually happening, yeah. Because as far as I know, weed is legal everywhere now.
Weed is only legal.
Do we need to make a distinction between marijuana and cannabis? Or are they the same thing?
They're the same thing. When it comes to, you know, hemp and CBD oil and THC, those are different things too, but they're still illegal in the same vein.
Well, I mean, like cannabis is THC and CBD.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what it is.
So, yeah. But is CBD illegal or is CBD...
CBD is illegal in the same way, but when you get to states that have medical... like Colorado, for example.
Well, Colorado is totally legal.
Ohio just became medical.
Like Colorado's totally legal, but you can't buy CBD oil at a weed store unless it has THC in it. And some people want CBD oil without THC in it. So that no weed store will sell.
Same thing here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can get like CBD shit at like the weird smoke shop, or you can get like a CBD infused drink at some like make your own bowl like chain, like local chain here. But then like if you want to get CBD oil without THC at the weed shop, you cannot do that.
Yeah, whoa, yeah. That's interesting.
It's yeah, like it's like it has to have THC in it to be sold at a weed store, which you know, the whole thing's it's all these weird specific rules and laws, and it's like that's fine. Everyone's trying to figure it out, and they've been trying to figure it out for so long.
First of all,
everything changes. Like CBD fucking shocked the weed industry. You know,
that's not fine. All right, I'm gonna put on my small government libertarian hat here for a second. These regulations, man, are like what's holding everything back. If legalize it all, man, I say legalize cocaine.
Well, I mean, that's been proven to lessen the taboos around it, and therefore people don't become so like engrossed in drug addiction and things like that. When you remove the taboos around drugs, I mean, if you tell somebody they cannot do something, what do? They go and do it anyway. Nobody likes to be told they can't do something, and I think that applies to drugs.
Yeah,
I think you absolutely legalize cocaine, heroin, legalize all that shit. I mean, like people are doing things like bath salts and spice and whatever else is like
all these like synthetic drugs.
Yeah, they're doing it because they just want to get high and they want to be able to get it easy.
Those things start as legal. Like synthetic weed started as legal as like an alternative to weed, and it was way worse.
I mean, cocaine was in Coca-Cola.
Yeah, in like the fucking 20s or something.
Yeah, when I was a young pup.
Here's the weird thing.
Oh, you're 140 years old.
Yeah. Look at me, guys. Keanu Reeves, the vampire.
Will you invite me to let me comment on your photo?
Well, the only way I can do a podcast is if I'm invited.
So here's the crazy thing that's going on right now, though. If you picture all of the entities in the world that have power, they're, you know, like most religions are still against weed. I say most. I just mean all the Christianity ones.
I don't know if Judaism is or isn't. Yeah, I don't know.
I know never... like I can't speak for anything other than like Christianity. Like,
well,
fucking...
I think like most of the mainstream ones are against any sort of like altering. Like most of them don't say don't drink, but they say don't drink to get drunk. Like,
yeah, yeah,
it's well, fine it... to drink, just don't do it to like alter yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. If I, are, is Christianity as a whole? I know there are many sects of Christianity, but is it against marijuana use?
I think in the same vein as what Wade said, yeah, it's like, yes, because if you let something like the spirits of it control you, where like you lose yourself, which, you know.
It's an interesting question, though, because I've never really, I know that like most Christians are sort of straight edge, like they don't want any of that stuff, but I've never actually heard anyone reference the Bible when they talk about marijuana. Yeah. Well,
I guess when they refer to, there's a lot of like referring to sinful ways and sinful right. things. And
yeah.
I'm sure that's pretty easy to put that under the blanket.
But you know, Jesus turned water into wine and it's like, listen, you're not drinking wine because it tastes good.
He turned Bibles into porn.
You might like the taste of wine, but you're not drinking wine because it tastes good.
Well, some people do.
No.
Yeah. People like wine. I do. Just because you don't doesn't mean nobody likes wine.
No. I'm saying, though, there are a million other things that taste good that you're not drinking. You're drinking specifically the wine. Like the buzz, I think, is more important than any flavor. If I gave you non-alcoholic wine,
that's a fair point.
There's no way you'd like get a non-alcoholic wine wine of the month club.
Well, no one would get a non-alcoholic anything month of the month.
But you love that flavor. I know what you're saying. I'm going.
It feels like you're axe grinding against wine. I understand your point, but people do like the taste of wine.
I do agree with you on that. But
do
like,
you not like wine?
No,
you don't like wine. Oh, okay.
But I do axe grind on things that I don't like. But honestly, though, it's like non-alcoholic beer. Nobody's chugging that shit.
I think there's some people.
You're drinking it because you're trying to escape from the fact that you fucking need that. Well, whatever.
No, you're right. No, I mean, it's for addicts.
I feel like all alcohol, for the most part. Well, I mean, beer specifically started as it started out because, I could be wrong on this, but a lot of it started in the UK because water was undrinkable.
So no, beer.
No, is that not true?
No, I just wanted to say that on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Nuh-uh.
But I think in general, like...
shit. Sassy Willie's here. Oh, fuck. We got Sassy Willie in the booth.
I've never been burned so hard. But I will say that I think for most people, their entry into alcohol isn't like, ooh, I'm interested in, like, 25-year-old scotch. They're like, I would like to get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in theory, you develop, like, a palate for those things.
Okay, very fair point. People drink alcohol for the buzz. Was that leading somewhere, or was that your point? I'm just trying to... I can't remember where we were going.
Speaking of that, I'm going to get a beer. I'll be right back.
Oh, well, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're talking about the FDA and the THC and the CBD on the... RLSF podcast with our buddy JT.
BRB.
Not that one. Not the famous JT. Not Justin Timberlake. You must get that all the time.
I get it all the time. It's because of what I look like.
Beautiful.
You've got questions? We've got t-shirts. It's real life sci-fi t-shirts.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but you should know if you listen, but we've got t-shirts.
We've got them. You need t-shirts, right? T-shirts, you can wear them to any... Listen, you throw a blazer on a t-shirt, you could wear it to a fancy dinner.
If you had a suit on, you could have a t-shirt on underneath of your favorite thing just to prove to yourself that what you love is still on the inside.
Right. And in even if you just put the blazer over it, people are going to be like, oh, this guy's hip. He doesn't care about wearing a tie.
You know, a popular trend I've seen is for someone to wear a hooded sweatshirt with a t-shirt on underneath.
Very popular trend. That trend's not going anywhere.
That t-shirt
could
be from your favorite podcast or top 8 podcast.
Or, yeah, one of the podcasts that you listen to occasionally.
After you listen to your favorite one.
Your main podcasts. Real Life Sci-Fi is the podcast we're talking about.
Now when you go to TeePublic and you search Real Life Sci-Fi, you'll find their shirts for, I guess, a year. That's not how it works.
Yeah, they were really hard to find. You had to like go to Willie's Twitter, get the direct link, and then you could find them from there.
It was broken. Well,
but
they
now,
fixed it.
TeePublic.com, right?
Yeah.
Just search Real Life Sci-Fi. Is there a specific way to search? Do you have to put it in quotes? Do you have to have the dash between sci-fi?
No, I just put it no dash, no spaces.
Oh, just like a password.
Fuck, I should check if they all work. But that's how I did it. Yeah, just like a password.
Okay, so go to tpublic.com, search for Real Life Sci-Fi, and you'll find our shirts. And they're done by artists who are friends of ours, and we get almost no money.
It's so little that I could make more selling you a shirt than I made it. Well, whatever.
Yeah, maybe we should abandon. Nah, we'd have to print them then.
I know. My thing is like it's not about the money. I'd rather run it. I want to run into one of our shirts one day on accident.
That's like a 1 in a million chance. Whoa. There's no way.
That's me, homie. What? Hey, that's me.
Would you? So you would be the approaching one. You would be a fan of the guy for being
listener. Who are you? That's me.
That's me on your shirt. Okay, so tpublic.com, T-E-E, and then public. I'm not going to spell it for you. Figure it out. Search Real Life Sci-Fi. You'll find our shirts. There's some good designs on there. Check them out.
Yeah. And if you want to give us a design, you can make almost no money.
Oh, do we do a sharing agreement with the artists?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you want to draw us something, because we've had people submit drawings, and I'm like, we should just put this on a t-shirt.
Yeah, and so the people that have made shirts for us, they make their own money. I don't think we make any money off theirs.
The artists?
Yeah, maybe we do a little bit, but not.
Oh,
not
that
a,
means
not
we make
notice.
Like no money at all.
I know.
Okay, well, maybe not that deal, but if you want a t-shirt with a self-drawn logo on it, we can make that happen.
Yeah. Draw yourself and write Real Life Sci-Fi on it. Now this commercial is like 5 minutes long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're sitting here with our good buddy Joe Trelman talking about... Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Cool.
talking about we have really not gotten into it, so let's get into it.
Here's my fear about, like, obviously weed is THC, cannabis, CBD, yeah. Whatever. It's become legal in a handful of states.
How many states is it legal now? It's California, Colorado.
It's growing exponentially, so it's hard to keep track.
Okay.
But it's definitely...
Do you have notes?
Oregon.
No, not about that.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
Oregon.
Know how many.
Oregon, yeah. California, Colorado. I think, didn't Massachusetts just do it?
They might have, yeah.
But here's the weird
thing,
right?
New York, I feel like, is coming next. Something like Jersey did something recently, I think. Yeah. Jersey's very close, which I think is driving New York to be like, well, we got to do it too, because Jersey's like...
We can't be second to Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because it's still illegal federally... There are problems all over. Meaning,
exactly.
Meaning most bank entities will not accept that money because it's...
Because it can be taken by
yeah,
the feds.
The government can come in and seize it anytime. And for a long time, medical marijuana in California, that was the big issue. Like I'd go to... I had my medical marijuana card forever. Yeah. And I'd go to a place and all of a sudden they'd just be done. And I'd be like, what happened? Well, the government came in.
We got raided, yeah.
They took all our money, took all of our records... And then let us
what
continue.
What prompts that? What prompted that?
I think it's big dick swinging.
Well,
I think
really?
Just
every
like
little city,
just
every
yeah.
little city has their own little footprint, right? Mm-hmm. And most of them are like, we don't fuck want all these fucking weed stores everywhere,
right?
Just one, and then they kind of have a hand in it. Whatever, it's weird. And so,
oh,
so
you think
many,
it's like a not in my backyard kind of thing where the people around will be like, we don't want this element here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like
so they'll complain enough about it until
city.
Like, they're like, I guess we got to go in and raid them.
And then the cops, you know, yeah, they listen to all that shit. And so there have been some really great stores that have disappeared because it's like, no, we only want two in this county.
Right. Got it. So one just gets shut
so
every, down.
So I'm just saying that, though, that like in every situation, there's all these entities that kind of have a weird play in it.
And so people, so in the same way, the FDA, the way that the FDA, I'll get into this in a second, but the way the FDA kind of works is they get most of their money from the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
And like you were saying earlier, and a lot of these, you know, THC, cannabinoid oil, whatever, what, all the different things that are happening. Part of it is that they don't know how the FDA works.
Well, they're all independent. They don't like, they're not big conglomerates. They're mom and pop. And so the big pharma, they own a bunch of like pot fields. They own a bunch of like, you know, factories, whatever. They like are ready to jump on it. They just, nobody has a handle on it.
And so, I mean, like, it's so weird because right now,
I mean, when they jump on it and like mass produce it, it's going to fucking suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to be buying like pre-roll joints with formaldehyde in it.
It is. But right now though, until any of that happens, it's a free for all. And so like even the production of like CBD.
Well, that's the problem. There's like fucking 50 different vaporizer pens to buy now. And you're like, don't know which one to get.
Yeah.
Cause like,
and they, there's no, because the FDA has no say in any of this stuff, people can do whatever they want. Whatever is coconut oil. Oh, this is grapeseed oil. Well, I mean,
it's 10 milligrams, but it's like, is it 10 milligrams?
There's no regulation. And so everyone's
supposed to help coming up with their own problems. Does it?
So here's the thing. Let me just go back to my dick problems. My small government.
The back of my dick problems.
Which would be the back? Which would be the back? Ball side?
Wait. Is
yeah,
it
the ball sack side of my dick.
That's the back. Wow.
We're like, call it the under.
Wow.
But I guess back would be.
The back of my dick problems.
Okay.
I consider the back the top.
My boner doesn't go that way.
A wiener is a weird thing, too, because it's all about perspective. And so, what perspective do you put on your wiener?
If I.
Well, think about it like your hand. Which is the back of your hand?
Well, the top.
Well, obviously the tips.
So here's what I'm saying about regulation. Oh, it's 10%, it's 5%, all that stuff.
Right.
Leave that up to the consumer. If somebody gets a 10% and they only wanted a 5% and it was labeled as a 5%, but it turns out to be...
You're talking about dosage.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
If it turns out to be a higher dosage than what they signed up for, but you just lost a customer.
But don't you want that to be like personally, and maybe this comes from the fact that like I have a physician father, so I have this weird trust in doctors even though I shouldn't
even
have.
Even though they're the worst.
Even though like they're the worst.
Aww. Yeah.
But my dad's a great doctor. I love you, Dad.
If he's listening to this, I'll give you $1 million.
He's raised by a system though that
I'll just say this one thing. At the end of the day, there are no, as far as I know, scientists or doctors regulating and saying, this is like, I take Lexapro and I get my whatever 10 milligrams of Lexapro that have been parsed out medically.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody medically parsing out? Like, I smoke those dosist pens. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
For anyone listening, that's a California only thing.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because you can't get. I was in Colorado, tried to get them, and I realized you can only get Colorado products in Colorado. You can't ship those over state lines.
Sure, that makes sense.
That violates federal
because of the
law.
Wow.
So
didn't even think of that. Yeah.
So it's a but they're these vaporizer pens that you rip on them, you suck on them with your mouth like a dick. But you pull on them and then they vibrate when it's done. It's one dose, which is like something like 5 or 10 milligrams.
Right.
But it's like, how do I know that? Like, no doctor was like, well, that's definitely those doses pens, 10 milligrams. I know because I'm a podiatrist.
Okay. So let me take this in two parts. One, physicians can't be trusted because they're responsible for the opioid crisis, right? Because they get kickbacks from big pharma.
Of course.
They prescribe shit that people don't need, and now it's an epidemic.
Yeah, they're slaves to big pharma.
So we shouldn't... I don't think any consumer should be relying on doctors to say, like...
I agree. I'm just wondering, like, what regulations
are regulation would be this. When it comes to weed, I'm not talking about, like, other stuff that's more dangerous.
We're talking about weed, yeah.
When it comes to weed... If you buy a 5 milligram dosage and then you get too stoned, then you buy a lesser dosage, right?
Sure, of course.
Like, it's all consumer-based. If some
But two people can take 5 milligrams and experience it completely
differently. Exactly, and that's why it should be up to the consumer, right? For them to go like, oh, this is the right... If I'm getting this product, this is the right dosage for me. I think when it gets dangerous is when regulatory commissions come in and say, like, this is definitely 5%. And then people start going like, well, 5% is 5%.
Right.
Then they can't regulate it themselves.
I think I'm sometimes too much of a slave to the system. Guys.
Well,
I haven't really ever raged fully against the machine.
All I do is very passively rage against the machine.
Yeah.
I never really do anything. But all I'm saying is, if you're smart, when it comes to weed, you find what you like. Completely consumer-based industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like what they're giving you, then go somewhere else.
Right.
We don't need a regulatory agency to come in here and be like, well, this is what you should be having.
And I agree with you, but here's the weird thing is that, like, until every state legalizes marijuana, the FDA is not going to step in. Now, the way that they work, though, is that they only accept money from the pharmaceutical company. Like you give them money for them to look at what you have.
Whatever. Right.
They only make money off of you giving it to them. And so the only THC, CBD, anything that has been approved by them is for epilepsy. And I think it's partly because... Now, there's so many entities out there right now, whether it be religious or even like, I want to read this WebMD article, but like, and the American Medical Association, they're all on the side of Big Pharma, which is, I mean, the thing is, as I think
it's so sketchy.
They're all against marijuana right now because this shit actually works.
I will say this, like, have you ever read the very limited, it's incredibly limited research about the effects that marijuana has on tumors, brain tumors? There's like, they say there's maybe possibly some positive effects in fighting brain tumors. And my mother 4 years ago this year died of a glioblastoma brain tumor, which is like an incurable multiform cell brain tumor. And I remember when she was at, you know, she had a great neurologist, but I remember I had suggested the possibility of marijuana. Now, they were in Chicago, so Illinois might have medical. I don't know. I don't think so. But at least not at that time. I suggested marijuana. It was immediately like, just like, no marijuana. I remember I just read some articles. I'm like, well, I mean, let's fucking try it. Like, what's the worst case that happens?
From
like,
your mom or from the doctor?
I mentioned this to the doctor.
Okay.
My mother at that point was so fucked up from the tumor that, I mean, yeah, she would have smoked pot. Like, she would have done it. I would have to, like, go find a drug dealer to get her weed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe if I talked to the neurologist, maybe he would, like, know a way to get it
right
safely and legally. And instead he just threw it out. And I think that came more from a place of like just being old school.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or being like, this guy is just, he's just freaked out. His mom's dying. And like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I was just kind of like, the worst case scenario is like, she feels good.
Right.
Yeah.
There's two points I want to address here. And I think one is that old school sort of stigma.
There's a lot of stigma.
Which is just like that Christianity or like whatever you want to call
the
it.
The DARE program.
Like the ethics.
No, it is WASPy politics. It's white Anglo-Saxon Protestant politics.
Yeah.
They're like, leave it to Beaver, white picket fence.
Weed is the devil, drugs, you know, but
reefer madness
weed.
Shit, yeah. You know.
The other one is no doctor who's paid by Big Pharma is ever... Well, and listen, I've already made that point. But, like, my real point is because all of the marijuana industry is like a grassroots. There's no like Marlboro is not making.
I think it's pronounced Camel.
They're not making weed cigarettes, right? And so every weed entity is again, a small business,
yeah.
And small businesses are notoriously crushed by.
And that's what I was saying before. Mom and pop,
yeah.
Mom and pop, like all these giant conglomerates do own. Marijuana fields, they have money invested in it. They just haven't pulled the trigger
and
yet.
And they're being stupid. But and the reason is because
yeah.
federal laws, then all of their earnings would be suspect and attainable.
I don't know what they're waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for.
The federal laws. They want it to be federally legal.
But they could push.
They
but they could push the federal laws.
I don't know why they don't.
Can
yes.
I, let me read. Can I read? Can I? This is so stupid. But can
I read, you read?
Can I try to read?
I don't
a
know.
Bit
can
of
you
article?
Try to read?
If you read it, read it well.
Okay.
Instead in a of just British fast. Accent, please.
Risky drugs.
No, do it like a Jamaican.
Why the FDA cannot be trusted by Donald Light.
I feel like you went
off to a good start.
You like went Indian or Pakistani or something. I'm not sure. Jamaican I mean, I'm terrible at accents. I shouldn't like.
A forthcoming article about the special issue of the Journal of Law, Medicine and Ethics. Edited by Mark Rodwin and supported by the Edmund Safra Center for Ethics, presents evidence that about 90% of all new drugs approved by the FDA over the past 30 years are little or no more effective for patients than existing drugs. So,
it's saying the FDA is bullshit.
This is exactly why you guys need to be on my side when it comes to small government.
No, I am on your side, and it was so weird to hear you saying all these things. I'm like, yeah, you're right about everything. I 100% agree with you, and it's not weird because I agree with you. It's weird because
I'm just afraid of everything.
But I'm not
afraid of weed, man.
Here's the weird thing is that if you look at there are videos out there on YouTube of people like this guy with Parkinson's who takes CBD and then within 5 minutes he fucking is fucking normal.
CBD and CBD is incredible,
by the
way.
There's a kid like having a seizure.
Yeah.
And when I watch this, I fucking have anxiety.
I was listening to a thing on NPR. About MMA fighters and like ultimate fighters and just discussing kind of the sport as a real thing, not as like a brutalist sport, but talk about injury management. And one of the athletes discussed the use of CBD and it became like kind of a topic of discussion, kind of went into a tangent about how helpful it is and how positive the effects are. And like I just bought a CBD melatonin just like liquid sleep aid.
Uh-huh.
Fuck man, I take that every night and I'm out and I don't wake up with like hungover like NyQuil,
dude,
or anything, and I feel
anybody
great.
Who is taking this stuff? I smoke it
every day.
I had you smoke I have CBD. You take the vape.
I do the dosist thing. I vape, guys. I hashtag vape.
No, vape life, dude.
I'm a vape life, guys.
I've
heard
that. I mean, my thing is like I've
born,
had migraines
born
my
to vape.
Whole
I was
life.
Born to vape, though.
And then I,
I was born to vape.
Vape or die, bro.
I had.
I'm not gonna die. So
I started
definitely
having
vape.
Cluster migraines, and I was having a migraine every day for over a month.
Jesus.
And I started taking CBD, and it basically went away. And every now and then I'll have one, and if I take CBD and drink a lot of water, it just fucking goes away.
I mean, what we have like natural cannabinoid receptors in our brains, right? I mean, so it's not like
there was a guy today who is on. He had cancer, and they put him on, and he you know went through chemo, and then now he's got some medicine for his stomach pains, and when he doesn't have his medicine, like today. Fucking huge stomach ache, and he was just out of it. I was like, "Dude, take some CBD." I gave him some, and he's all, "Maybe it's psychosomatic," but within 5 minutes, it was gone.
No, I think the CBD. I think I haven't had success with the topical CBD stuff personally. I have like a CBD pain ointment that I've been using because I've been having. I have a lot of back issues. I've had a couple surgeries. I have some neck problems recently that I've working at, but. Not a lot of success with the topical stuff, but the oral stuff, like the ingestible stuff, I find fantastic. I'm not saying the topical doesn't work. I just
here's the point that I'm getting at. If you talk to anybody who uses whether it be THC or CBD
Yeah, sure, you can argue it's psychosomatic. I'll listen to that argument.
I don't think it is.
But
well, here's the thing. Just really quickly on that. Now the word is escaping me. When they do studies and you get a...
Placebo
effects, yeah.
Like, placebo effect is a real thing. I don't think that, like, even if it is psychosomatic, that doesn't lessen that it's good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So here's the weird thing, is that there are so many entities right now trying to tell people how bad marijuana and tea and CBD is, and that, like, it's a fucking free-for-all and nobody knows what they're doing and everybody's bullshit. There was somebody on NPR the other day. My wife was talking about it, and I listen, my memory's fucking shit. But basically, he was trying to say how, oh, this stuff actually doesn't work and there's no proof of anything. And so let me read this web.
Was that on Air Talk with Larry Mantle?
I don't know.
Was that on Movie Week of Larry Mantle?
What the fuck is Larry Mantle?
Oh, on NPR. He's an NPR, KPCC host.
I don't listen to anything government funded.
Let me start to read this WebMD article because here's the thing: the medical industry is its own entity. And
what is? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Just the medical industry in America, the American Medical Association and pharmaceuticals, specifically in America. Here's the thing. If you start looking up what other countries are doing, you'll get kind of some different answers. Like, Canada is the second country in the world after Uruguay to finally legalize, and this is very specific,
poutine,
the cultivation, possession, acquisition, and consumption of poutine is delicious, of cannabis and its byproducts. And they're the first G7 and the first G20 country to do those things.
Right.
And so we'll follow suit. And I think, but let me read this WebMD article because, you know, to most people, including myself, WebMD is a credible source. And I read this and I'm like, man, fuck you. Here's the article. CBD oil, all the rage, but is it safe and effective?
Oh, I don't trust WebMD.
I mean, I don't anymore after this because I'm like, there are entities out there being like, oh, let me just read this because this is from May 2018. Cannabidiol, I don't know how to say the word.
Cannabidiol
oil has become the hot new product in the states that have legalized medical marijuana. The non-intoxicating marijuana extract is being credited with helping a treat of host of medical problems, everything from epileptic seizures to anxiety to inflammation to sleeplessness. But experts say the evidence is scant for most of these touted benefits. Worse, CBD is being produced without any regulation, resulting in products that vary widely in quality. An adjunct assistant.
Oh, this is fucking vague witch hunt.
But it's also, really the wild west. But
this is
west.
Also, like, you can tell immediately that this is an article that came down from Big Pharma.
100%.
Yeah.
This is
because that's all they want, right? They want to, like, discredit any sort of grassroots, anything that.
Well,
they also
so Big Pharma and the insurance companies are in league with each other, right? And so hold on. Sorry to interrupt you, but so I had stem cell injections for my back. So I had two back surgeries, partial discectomies. I had a third herniated disc. I got a stem cell injection. It worked great. I had to pay out of pocket for it because it's not covered by insurance. Because stem cell research is basically, it's a fix-all, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, this shit can kind of fix anything. Why would Big Pharma get behind it? Why would insurance get behind it if, like, at the end of the day, they can't make money, people aren't constantly in pain and constantly sick? The same goes for something like CBD, which clearly can remedy a host of ailments. Why would they want to get behind something that can fix stuff? They don't want to get by. They want to fix anything.
Oh, and you can make
they
your
want
own.
To make money off sick you can and make injured your people. Own. Yeah, but that's the reality of the situation. I mean, like, it's odd being stuck in a cycle, at least personally, where I, you know, I trust medicine and pay for expensive insurance and yet trust none of it
time. They're not lying to you. They can only do what they're taught.
I think there's a ton of good doctors. And I, obviously that comes from a place of having my father be a doctor who I believe is a great doctor.
They want most he's doctors. A great, want to
he's
be
a great
good.
Doctor, but I do believe
trained my, by a system.
But I believe my dad is an ethical physician. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of I've had terrible doctors, and I've had dealt with, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to afford to pay for stupid insurance. I mean, I, as recently as of like a week ago, I've talked to people I'm close to who are struggling to find just some sort of insurance that will cover, you know, chronic illness, chronic injury, et cetera, something they have to take care of at a certain point, otherwise it could be fatal. Why take care of it? Why not?
The best thing is the eternal sleep.
Sweet release.
I'm just waiting.
You call it eternal sleep, I call it sweet release. It all sounds really nice.
Very great.
Yeah.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
I say connecting to the source.
If you want to get punk about it, you get called a last caress. It's the Misfits. No, my wrong audience.
That's fine too. Yeah. I think these are all good.
How about a Final Fantasy?
I don't like the word final. I like eternal.
Eternal. Oh, because it means there's an end to the fantasy.
But yeah,
no. I just means it's.
So here's the thing. So here's where we're at. Here's where we're at.
Square Soft.
One of two things is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Federally, it's going to get legalized. The big pharma companies are going to get involved. The price is going to skyrocket.
And the quality is going to go to shit.
The quality is going to be shit.
Yeah. Oh, we got one part per million, but it's in there.
And there's going to be, and you're going to have maybe 3-4 brands max to choose from. Yeah.
And if they're smart, that's what they'll do. And I'm surprised they're not doing that.
I know. They're missing the boat right now. Yeah, yeah.
The other thing that's going to happen is it stays illegal. And we still live in this wild, wild west, like much like the internet, which they're still trying to like get the reins on to profit off of.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be like tick-tacky kind of like laws and like that.
In the same way, though, these articles are coming out. Let me just read this one sentence that like bugs the feck out of me. About 2-3% of individuals taking CBD actually had to discontinue because their liver enzymes went so high. It was of concern to the people running the study.
Is liver and, like, liver enzymes running high code for rock hard boner?
I'm like, you're trying to find, but like, but okay, what's the alternative? Okay, fucking chemotherapy had, you know, chemotherapy, the radiation is what killed my dad and my grandpa. And
that's what gave my mother her first brain tumor 40 years later turned into another brain tumor.
And they credit the cancer with the death. And I'm like, man, cancer isn't killing as many people as they say. That's the fucking thing.
It's like they're still doing radiation therapy, though way safer than it used to be. They're still giving people radiation therapy and yet trying to demonize marijuana, which is like way safer.
and
just for treating the pain or treating issues with hunger, or
so if you just look into it a little bit, you'll find the corruption within it, because you can't hide the truth.
No, of course not. And at the end of the day, if you're going to sit there and make the argument about like, well, it makes people really fucked up, it's like, well, I mean, no one's smoking a joint being like, I'm going to go drive my car. They're like gonna sit on the couch, you know, like,
I mean, if you want to get into that, like, fucking dumb, not that the argument is dumb, just that the argument who make the argument are dumb.
They don't, yeah,
the argument is almost
when
dumb.
When I drink beer, I just want to fight. When I smoke weed, I just want to make love, like that kind of shit.
Right,
it's like, all right, well, fuck off. Like,
of course,
yeah, you're not helping by saying shit. That just makes me mad. That just makes people like me mad. Like any staunch white old conservative is going to be like, yeah, well, fuck off with that argument. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, 100%. I just think at the end of the day, there's evidence out there showing that DUIs and fatal car crashes are not normally caused by people smoking a joint. They're caused by people
intoxicated
from alcohol.
And then it's still a
If I got stoned and drove, I would 100% cause an accident.
Well, yeah, but you'd probably get stoned and not drive.
Well, I would be smart enough not to.
Right.
But because it's still a Schedule One.
But I'll drink and drive all day, baby.
And it's the,
hey, man, you know, I'm doing like that after this podcast.
All night.
Only two kids.
The views of Joe and Wade do not express the views of Willing Sci-Fi.
Don't do what we say, man. We're just talking.
No, but we're all on the same page about this, so it's weird because now it feels like we're just sort of like piling on.
I agree, and it's weird though because okay, if we all agree and we're all piling on, then it's like important to pay attention to these entities that you trust, like the FDA.
Who trusts them? I don't trust any government agency.
What about the post office?
I'm an anarchist, man.
What about...
I can't guarantee that the post office hasn't looked through my mail.
Here's a question I have. Here's a question I have for both of you.
The DMV.
Ugh.
if you think
driving's a right, not a privilege. No, I'm joking. It's a privilege.
It's a privilege, yeah.
If you think that CBD and THC is like beneficial, and I definitely do in all ways, what age does that start? Because it's still in my same head, I'm brainwashed by the idea that, well, you know, if you start too early, your brain's still developing, and you don't want to fuck that up.
Well,
is that something? I don't think kids should smoke. Definitely, I mean, you don't need to just smoke it. But I'm like, oh, is that a leftover thing? And that's actually beneficial for kids too to ingest and not to get high. That's the difference. Like getting high should be taken out.
You're talking about CBD. You're talking about can kids take CBD? Do you think it's okay for kids to take CBD versus THC?
I think it is CBD, and I think that should have a little THC as an activator. But how do you tell a kid?
It's hard to know without being able to do real testing on it.
Yeah, that's like a science question. Yeah. Because I would say CBD should be fine, but I don't know how that's actually affecting.
Well, no. What I'm specific. Forget CBD. I'm talking THC specifically because, I know young people that smoke, and I'm like, I can't tell them to not smoke because I feel like I've been also brainwashed to say
But I think rationally, if you're dealing with a mind that is still going through an intense amount of physical development, technically. Don't drink and smoke pot, but as a cool guy, definitely drink and smoke pot, guys.
Yeah.
Kids.
I know. That's the thing.
Being
cool it's beneficial.
What would you say?
Well, let's pair it way back to something that's legal that any kid can get.
Alcohol.
Caffeine.
Sugar.
And they say caffeine
stunts growth.
Yes.
Right.
So who's to say what THC, CBD could stunt developmentally, you know?
Well, yeah, we don't know.
I
agree. Without more research.
Listen, I 100% agree with you, but I feel like that the brainwash, that was the big fight, was that it's like killing your brain cells. And I'm like, and in the same vein, and they would also say,
that's such
a
blanket statement. What does that mean?
When your brain is developing the most, and I'm like, your brain doesn't stop developing.
Well,
I don't know.
But Willie,
it's developing very, very extremely in your teen years as a child. I mean, think about quickly. We both have little kids. Look at how quickly your son's brain is developing.
Yeah.
On a day to day basis.
I will say the one thing that
you don't want to inhibit. You wouldn't want to inhibit them. Be like
babies of all ages are smarter than anybody has ever let on. They're fucking smart. Yeah,
babies should smoke the most joints. That was the end of Real Life Sci-Fi. Wade and Willie. Babies should smoke the most joints.
Oh, are you ending the show?
Yep.
Do you need to go?
Are you good
to the bathroom? That's it.
Me too. Are you good at ending podcasts by coming up with quotes that end the show?
Yeah, baby should smoke joints.
You're done.
Well, here's the thing. You've traversed us into the swamp of.
I have.
No, Willie, by introducing
Willie.
Can we give kids THC and CBD? It's like. I don't know. I would never do that.
Yeah, I would never do it.
I wouldn't do that in any way.
And they'll never
I wouldn't
be
give
any
them
tests.
Alcohol.
They'll never be.
But
any
that
tests
was. I was
that
just talking to. You guys met Keith the other day from Every Time I Die.
Yeah.
So, you're looking weird. You guys met him. Remember, he smashed a bottle on my face.
Wait, you're not supposed to call that my face. This is an audio.
What about your face?
I've been jerking off the whole time, and you haven't said one thing about it.
Oh.
Why would you...
Have you met Keith... Well, I know you're... Sorry, wait. I didn't mean to interrupt you jerking off. Okay, so whatever.
Well, now you've called it out.
God damn it.
Who is this Keith guy to our listeners?
By the way, you should work on the back of your penis some more.
That's the top, right?
It's the tip. Keith is telling me about like when he was a, kid, like his I think it was his grandmother would like rub me like whiskey like on his gums, you know, like or like give him like a little bit of whiskey or whatever. I mean, yes, we all have substance abuse problems, but like he's a hyper intelligent, well adjusted, wonderful person. So I mean, like, I'm just bringing that point up as sort of
alcohol as an infant.
I don't know how much. I don't want to speak too much about how much he really had, but like at the end of the day,
well, that's a thing.
I'm just bringing up that point comparatively. Against,
I would say that the idea of like podcast is not equipped to handle what the effects of THC and CBD are on the developing brain, and so to talk about it is sort of moot.
And by the way, I mean, by the way, I just want to speak clearly about that. It was probably a very minimal amount of whiskey. I wasn't there for Keith's early development, but
well, I mean, to your credit, like, you know, before there was NyQuil, there was whiskey. Like, if your kid had a cold,
100%. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. Is
give
like
you a little whiskey, you go like, to sleep.
And like, and again, we talked about, I know it's a minimal amount, but cocaine and Coca-Cola. I mean, like,
well, here's a weird thing. Now, okay, think about this. If I say that I need help with my upset stomach, what do you instantly think in your head that I need?
Piss.
Fernet Branca.
For most people, the answer is
Pepto-Bismol
as a product. Tums, yeah. As a product that exists instead of like, oh, just take some peppermint leaf.
Right.
Like I'm not saying.
But
we
I mean,
go
though
holistic,
we live in Southern California, most people would be like, oh, you should have some of this like Sambucus.
You got a headache? Oh, just fucking take an Advil, dude. Just take an Advil. You'll be good. Just take an Advil. And they're like, oh, or caffeine. Just have caffeine. Whatever. Instead of something just natural that exists that can cure that.
Right.
I'm not trying to say that like weed is the answer to everything.
No, but that's the opus. Like, so what you've just described is major brands taking over home remedies, right?
Yeah.
And so like NyQuil is easier to get than peppermint leaf or whatever the equal thing would be. And that's what we're up against right now with the budding weed industry is, oh, hey, THC can do all this stuff. So it's almost like an anti, like, home remedy coming up against Big Pharma. And Big Pharma's going like, we don't really know how to handle this yet. And we're going
to
try and figure it out.
And in the same vein, to support it in a bad way, is the opioid crisis. You know, it's like, well, I've got anxiety, so I'm going to take a pill. That is the answer.
Do you think part of the reason that Big Pharma, sorry to interrupt, hasn't taken over yet is that they have to put out, is it like too many small fires that they have to put out? Like, is it almost like a wildfire with the amount of mom and pop?
I think it's 100% just that it's not federally legal yet. I think the second
again,
it becomes federally legal.
But again, can't they push those federal laws?
But here's the thing. Let's say a big pharma company comes
in,
and runs in one state. Can then everything be discredited because they run this one illegal operation? Can all of their money be seized because they make illegal money in this one state?
But that's my
point.
That's
what I
think. Good question.
But that's my point too. And I'm saying like they are probably pushing that agenda. But here's what we're up against, like that we've referenced before. It's this waspy sort of like ethical culture.
Right.
And so there's
culture.
Conservatives, not even a like, how many conservatives are still even sold on, like, gay marriage? Like, what are these constituents going to say when a Republican senator says, like, oh, we should legalize marijuana federally? Like, so Big Pharma is probably in their ear going, like, hey, federal legalization of marijuana, like, think about it, like, putting little earworms in them.
Right.
And they're going, like, but all my fucking redneck.
Well, can you like super pack me some more? Super pack my pockets.
Yeah,
money.
Give me just. And so, can I get just one more super pack?
It's weird when a whole country goes legal like Canada right next to us, because we're going to watch this all happen. But the difference is our country is run by the pharmaceuticals, the AMA.
Like,
our
country's also so fucking disparate and divided. It always has been. This whole, like, we're the most divided we've ever been. It's just more out in the open now than ever. But we've always been so disparate and divided. I think it's like a big reason we can never get on the same page about
issues. I mean, the internet shined a light on that, but the difference between Canada also is that they have like universal health care, and so they big pharma doesn't have like all
a huge
of the,
stranglehold on the
or the motivation to like hold it back, because,
and same with doctors too, because they're not privatized in the same way. They're not making you don't make the same amount of money as a physician in a socialized healthcare system as you do in our country.
And not to say that good or bad, but when you make a lot of money, why would you go, oh, I'll make half as much for no reason?
It's funny. It's like,
You know what's interesting, though? Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no, fine.
We're talking about, like, Marlboro. Why can't I say that word?
It's Newport.
Someone say Marlboro. It right.
Newport.
I say Marlboro.
Marlboro? Marlboro?
I don't rock the L that much, Marlboro.
But I think it's Marlboro.
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 But the thing is,
Marlboro.
They exist in Canada just as much as they do in the U.S. Why are they not doing, like, marijuana cigarettes?
They don't, I don't think. I bought cigarettes up there. It's been a while, but I believe they have, like, these other brands, and they have massive disgusting photos on them of like rotten teeth and shit.
Oh yeah, I have a couple of those.
Yeah. And then
that's because of the big government. Those are the regulations that I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about on cigarettes there.
Like, it's
that's
part of
why
their regulation.
Because they passed some law, right. So
you
now every
to show
tobacco
that it's got it. Gross. Sorry. Yeah. You're saying, why do they have those here?
I'm not saying anything about that. That's an aside.
Okay.
Why don't those big cigarette companies up there just start doing marijuana cigarettes?
I don't know.
Well, this just happened last year, so maybe they will. Hey, we all have to pee, right? And take a break and then come back and close it.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll end the show. Or we could just end it right now.
Right. Well, we can end it. Do you have any closing statement?
Closing statements. I mean, I've made this clear. I like weed. I don't smoke it like I used to, but I enjoy it at the nighttime. I enjoy CBD during the day. I'm a fan. I have mixed feelings about it being federally legalized, and I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
What do you think about the FDA?
I'm questionable at best. I mean, like, they're... It's weird. At the same time, I'm like, the weird guy, I'm like, well, the spinach is okay because the FDA said so. Right. Like, so I will mindlessly, because I'm a drone, I will mindlessly listen to that stuff while at the same time stepping back later and going, I shouldn't have eaten all those marshmallows. The FDA said they were healthy, but I don't feel so good no more. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's all bad. I mean, it's all bad, but at the same time, the world's like going to shit, so I think we should all just like eat all the CBD crackers you want and just relax, baby.
Okay. Willie, you got anything?
I mean, obviously, I think it's all so fucking corrupt. I think the FDA, the proof in the pudding would be things like sugar. Just research sugar a little more. Sugar is the mind killer, and they duped everybody into thinking that calories were what's making you fat, not what you're eating. And in the same vein, the FDA is behind all of these, you know, drugs that are out there that will kill you. And you see constantly, hey, if you use this drug, you know, there's a class action suit going on because they didn't do enough testing. They're all getting paid off to let things go through.
Fast track to make money, 100%. Yeah.
And then they're actually not good for you, and then they're actually killing people. And so what's weird is they've created this air of marijuana, weed. It's a fucking drug. It's going to kill you. And it's actually something I think that can bring you better relationships in your life, better, more connection to the universe. All this stuff that actually can heal you. All of these things. Not if you abuse it and fucking get high and fucking turn off your brain, you know. But here's something that is actually beneficial to a society that actually can't benefit the society because the society has these things in place that help try to take care of it, which are actually, you know, we've screwed ourselves by allowing the corporations and associations to tell us what's good for us. And so I agree with you in saying that, like, it's weird. I feel very iffy about it being federally legal because they're going to fuck it up. And so I hope it doesn't become federally legal because they may take away all the benefits if that actually happens. Like, okay.
Plus all the quality.
Yeah. And
put in additives.
Do your own research. Look online.
I don't want to be nervous that the CBD I'm taking also may have 20 other ingredients that could give me cancer.
Yeah, because as soon as it becomes legal, then shelf life's important, and then you got to put preservatives in it, and that is what kills everything. Are preservatives.
100%.
Anyways, that's me. It's all fucking corrupt. If you are against weed or THC or CBD, I'd say just, you know,
you don't know enough.
Look into it a little more because there could be some good stuff in there. And if I ever got cancer, that's my escape is to fucking go get some fucking black tar
heroin
THC from
black
Canada.
Tar heroin.
What do you think, Wade?
I mean, you just brought up cancer, but I'm not going to address that. I would say that the FDA needs to stay in their lane. Everybody knows strawberries are fine, right? Mm-hmm. So just regulate the pesticides. You don't need to regulate strawberries. You don't need to regulate marijuana. You just have to make sure that the marijuana that's going out isn't laced with like 20 other ingredients.
Right.
Like fucking cigarettes are.
Yeah. And pesticides especially. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Pesticides, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Like, their whole point should not be to approve things. It should be to check and make sure that things are safe. Everybody knows that cocaine is bad for you, right? Because it's addictive and then you can ruin your life. That doesn't mean the FDA shouldn't approve it. They should approve it with the caveat of, like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
And same with the drinking. You could drink an entire bottle of scotch and...
Right, exactly.
Kill yourself. I mean,
and is that even FDA approved? I mean, it must be because it's food and
drug. We would
say
you could
right?
drink enough yeah. water to kill yourself, and that's FDA approved.
Yeah. So I think the whole yeah. point is like it's become a monolith of an agency, and they're putting their fingers into things that they shouldn't, and they're getting kickbacks from places that they shouldn't. That's why the opioid crisis is happening. And
yeah.
So I would say, fuck the FDA and fuck most regulatory commissions. I'm a rare libertarian that thinks regulations are needed, but within reason.
Yeah, everything.
And it all
reason.
Needs to be yeah. scaled back, like a lot.
Yep.
And I would also say, just because you're paranoid, doesn't mean they're not after you. Thank you, Joe, for being here.
Yeah,
oh,
thanks,
my
man.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks everybody for listening. And sucker dicks. I'm going back to it. Sucker dicks.
Yeah. Nice.